My name is Matt Dierking, and I am the volunteer organist at the Dayton Art Institute.
How did you come to have this position?
It started informally. I was the only person who started playing back in 2009, 2010. They really wanted people to play the organ because it was getting in disrepair.
It's been restored during that time, right?
It has. It was restored starting in 2015 to 2017. The instrument is a 1929 Skinner pipe organ. It has about 1,400 pipes. It was built in 1929 for the museum at the time the museum was built. And it's a wonderful symphonic instrument that has lots of really incredible voices.
And it's in the Rose Auditorium.
It is. It is in the Rose Auditorium, so it's a wonderful room with a wonderful instrument.
You've been playing these recitals since 2009, you said, or 2010?
Yeah, I started playing really informally in 2009. In 2010 was the first time there was a person there named Chuck Barnett who was the scheduler. And when I walked in, I was just volunteering. When I walked in, I saw a sign, free organ concert today by Matt Dierking. And that was the start.
How many would you guess you've done during your tenure?
I have done probably about 250 hour-long concerts that are bi-monthly, and then special programs like several of the Wine and Canvas programs, the grand opening, the 100th anniversary, things like that, the special function that I played for.
What kind of music do you usually play?
It really varies. I typically play for the holiday that's in the month. It can range from, like, this coming month will be all German Oompa music or German music for Oktoberfest. In October, it will be scary music for the Spooktacular.
Right, and that's the last weekend in the month, right?
That is. That's the 26th of October this year.
How did you get started playing the organ initially?
I actually grew up with an organ in the house. By the time I was in 6th or 7th grade, I was drafted into playing for our local Lutheran church.
Can you talk a little bit more about the Spooktacular?
Yeah, the Spooktacular is my favorite program of the year. Typically, there's four or five organists from the local Dayton chapter of the American Guild of Organists, and we all come together and we play silent film style to mostly animated films, but some old films like Charlie Chaplin. And so we'll play creepy music to funny films or funny music to creepy films or just scary music to scary films. And it is just a lot of fun. That's just one of the Dayton chapter of the American Guild of Organists programs for the year. You can see the entire program list that is on the DaytonAGO.org website.
What do people need to know to come to these recitals? How do they get tickets? Do they need tickets?
You don't need tickets to come to the recitals. You do have to pay museum admission for the day, but the recitals are totally free with museum admission. And so come for the museum for the day and then spend an hour in the concert. The next one is on 7 September. And as I said, it will be all German music to celebrate Oktoberfest.
And then another on the 21st.
Yes, that's correct. Another on the 21st.
Okay. What would you say to people who maybe have a difficult time with organ music, but might be interested in coming to this performance?
I think this is different than most organ performances people will come to, because virtually every program will range from very modern to sometimes classical, sometimes we'll do fugues out of the 1600s. So it's always varied. They're really super informal, so you can come and go as you please throughout the program. And then the other thing is, what I try to do is make it interactive. So you can ask questions. I'll talk about the organ and the music, but the audience is free to ask questions throughout the program.
About how long are the programs?
They're just an hour long.
Matt Dierking is the organist at the Dayton Art Institute. For more information on his upcoming concert series, go to DaytonArtInstitute.org or DaytonAGO.org. I'm David Crane. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.